you're just hands off passive and you stay in your lane. Maybe you're got a job, you got a career, somewhere you're headed, you got a family, and you don't have time to really deal with that, or just have extra money and you want to diversify $30,000 into real estate, see how that goes. So you can be a passive investor with $30,000.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another no BS episode right now.
I have 30K and you want to invest passively. So passively means you're going to give somebody money in a project and you're going to get a return on your money, hands off, kind of set it and forget it, right? For 6 months, for a year, or for 5 years. So here are the tips on how to be a passive investor with only 30K. All right, why 30K? I keep getting that number. People say, hey, I have 30K to invest passively and I have 30K to invest actively, right? But we're going to talk about passive. That's like the number that I get quite often. 30K on the passive, the active side, I get some 30K on the passive, even though I get some that are 100K plus, but I want to hit with the 30K. So how can you be a passive investor with $30,000, right? If somebody's going to pay you back 6% interest or 8% interest or 10% interest a year, that's, you know, $2,500 to $3,000, right? It's not life-changing money, right? But it's still something, right? It's better than keeping it in your bank. I can tell you that already. But you know, how can you grow that a little bit quicker, right? You can tell somebody, you can partner with somebody who's being an active investor, who's doing flips and say, hey, look, I'm going to give you 30 grand, help you out with this flip. But in return, I want 10% of the profit or 20% of the profit instead of an actual return, right? Instead of an 8% return or 12% return. Now, usually you can do this with people who are, you know, either new, some that are experienced may not want to do that with you just because they probably have cheaper money somewhere, right? But if it might be somebody who's a little bit newer, who's really hungry and is willing to pay you, say, hey, we're going to make 30%. You give me the down payment for the property. I'll do all the work. And we split the profits 50-50. Maybe there's a $20,000 profit in 5 months. You keep 10, they kept 10. Now in 6 months, you made $10,000, what you would have made all year if you lent it to somebody at 8% interest. So it is a little bit riskier because usually it'll be somebody newer getting started that doesn't have money for a down payment. That could be a friend, that could be somebody you met, right? Just do your due diligence. You know, don't just give anybody money up front because I don't want you to lose your shirt, all right? But you can invest passively with 30K. You can actually multiply that pretty quickly. And just like the example I told you, just partner with somebody, get a percentage of the profits. Now, if he only makes 5 grand, well, you only get 2,500 if you're keeping half. So maybe you didn't make your return. So there's risk and there's reward for that type of model. Or you say, hey, look, I'm going to just save as much money and give me 8% a year. Here's my 30K. I don't want to see it. And you're making your 2,500 bucks, you know, 3,000 bucks a month. I mean, a year. And you're just hands off passive and you stay in your lane. Maybe you're got a job, you got a career, something somewhere you're headed. Got a family and you don't have time to really deal with that, or just have extra money, right? And you want to just diversify $30,000 into real estate, see how that goes. So you can be a passive investor with $30,000. Can you be a passive investor on like syndications, like projects that I do, or people like me? You know, usually they require $100,000 or 50K per syndication, 30K. Always ask, say, hey guys, I have an IRA and I have 30K in it. Will you take it? You know, if the minimum is 50, they might say no, but it never hurts to ask if they'll take your 30K. Easiest way to make money in real estate, if you have money, put it in passive. If you want to have a lifestyle and not actually work and keep doing what you're doing, it is actually a wonderful way to make money with your money. Check the rest of my videos. I have another video on how to make 30K. Well, actually, how to invest 30K as an active investor. It's another video in case you don't want to be passive and you want to be more hands-on and try to make more money with your money. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for a heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.